Back here as we approach 10:10 here on the Mighty 690, we have Becky Barnhart, who joins us on the line from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
It's going just fine. Good morning to everyone. It's a little cool out, and it'll be warming up before too long. And I think next week we might have some more weather. And when I was talking to Matt last week, we were talking about, you know, how to be prepared with your pets and the storms and things. And probably one of the most important things I should have mentioned, and I didn't, is make sure your pet is either has a collar or the tags, because, you know, I was saying, oh, you get, you know, you have all their food and water and medication and all that kind of stuff. And then later I got to thinking about it. So many of these animals bolt because they get scared, you know, if you're trying to take them from one place to the other with no identification. So I wanted to bring that up, that probably one of the most important things you ought to do is make sure your animal can be identified quickly and returned to you. So anyway, that's not anything we need to worry about today, but just wanted to remind people about that.
Fantastic. Well, it's a good reminder. Yeah. And a happy National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day today.
Isn't it wonderful? I know. And I saw that myself, and I'm thinking, well, I do have some adoptions to talk about, so that's a good thing. But I think people are becoming more and more aware of shelters and the fact that you can really receive some of the best companionship and love that's out there going to a shelter and adopting an animal. So I think sometimes our mutts, as they call them, sometimes turn out to be maybe even more healthier than these dogs you spend lots of money on because the breeding that goes on. So that's another reason to adopt from a local shelter. We have some adoptions to talk about, and they're all kittens and cats, which is wonderful. We had there's two little black kittens at the shelter, and one of they're two little girls. One of them was adopted, so we've got one all by herself, and I think she seems to be kind of lonely because she's never been without her sister. So there's the other black kitten is still available. We also had Olive and Patch adopted, and they were full grown cats. We have some kittens out there that are just cute as they can be. There's a little black and white one that looks like maybe she's going to have long hair. And then I think her name was, well, it's either Fern or Heidi. I put down their names and I didn't put their descriptions. But then we also have a little tortoise that's about, and these kittens are young. They're probably about 8 weeks old. So if you're looking for a young kitten, we've got three that I just mentioned that would make lovely, lovely cats. And then we also have some older cats out there. So that's the kitten report. Before I go into the dogs and anything else, I have been speaking about this for some time because of the tax season. And H&R Block and our local Sonic partnered together to give you an incentive. If you came in to have your taxes prepared, they would give you a coupon to take to the Sonic, and then also they deducted some I think it was $20 or $25 off your tax preparation fee if you brought in a nice donation for the shelter. Danny is there now with his grandson, and they are loading up, and he said there's well over 400 pounds of dog food that they're picking up. There was many, many, many different kinds of treats. There were lots and lots of toys. They had cat food and litter. He said it's just unbelievable the amount of donations that they were able to pick up. They also had some monetary donations given, so they went shopping. They called and said, what do we need? So again, with that, they were able to buy a whole bunch of bleach and, again, more toys, more treats, the things that we don't usually get. So anyway, thank you to everyone who went to H&R Block and had your taxes prepared and left us a donation, because he's going to put it on our Facebook page later. You'll be able to go and see all the great items that came in. And on our Facebook page, you go to CFA, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and then the City of Coffeyville, they have their own page, and it's called Coffeyville Animal Shelter. Both of these sites are great places to go, find out what's going on at the shelter, find out who's available, who's been adopted, any special events we've got going on. So you've got two resources now to check out these animals that are out there. So I wanted to mention that. And he also said we have a gentleman coming in next week on Tuesday that called him, and he And he said, I don't have a whole lot of information. All I know is this gentleman said he has a very nice donation to give to the shelter, and he's hoping to get maybe some pictures taken to put on Facebook and some publicity. So I don't know if he's with a group, if he's an individual, but it just shows you how we continue to have support for our organization, which supports the animal shelter. And without all this stuff, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do for the animals, because we can now, partnering with the city has allowed us to have more funds available that we can do special surgeries, special treatments, special medications for the animals coming in. And that's exactly where that money goes. We had, if you guys remember, the little white dog that was so very precious. She was adopted. They took her in to have her fixed, and she only weighed 4 pounds. We thought she was like 7, little bitty thing. Well, she also had a hernia. And so because, as I said, these donations that are coming in, we said, let's take care of that hernia. So we also took care of the hernia situation for us. So thank you, everyone, that contributes to us. Okay, let's talk about the animals. We have Peppermint with us and Luna. And these two dogs have been already spayed. Peppermint is the white shepherd, pretty, pretty girl. Luna is one of Danny's favorites because she's very well behaved. She will sit, she shakes, she rolls over, she loves her belly rub. She's gray in color, just a beautiful, full-grown, nice dog. Both of these dogs are grown up and ready to go home with someone. There's Junior is another funny one he was telling me about this morning. Junior is kind of short, and kind of chubby, and we think he's kind of a pit mix with maybe, well, whatever, a short dog. He's got short little legs. He's white in color. He's very, very nice, and I guess when they they go outside and they get a lot of outside time when the weather's this pretty. So when he comes in, the cement floors on his, and he walks in and just flops down, and then he said he just spreads his legs out, just, you know, like, oh, my gosh. He's just worn out. So he's a character. He's got some personality in him. So you need to go check out Junior. Gazelle is another really pretty dog. She is a lab mix. She's short. I know there are some breeds of labs that are shorter. We think her to be 4 to 5 years old. She's a very nice girl, too. So there's a few of the dogs. Let me turn my page. Here we go. Wiley is still with us. Wiley is sponsored. Wiley's a cat. See, I had to go back and get off track here. But Wiley is a cat, yellow, and she is sponsored. Back to the dogs, we have Mikey. Mikey's brindle color. He's about 5 to 6 months old, a really, really nice dog. We also have Woody and Buzz, and they are 3-year-old lab mixes, yellow in color. And another cute combo that came in together is Copper and Tad, Todd from the movie, obviously. And they are about 3 years old. They are white with black spots on them, and their ears stick straight up. I mean, they're really two cute dogs, and their ears are much larger than the rest of their body, so they're kind of unique in that way. And then we also have Jane, and Jane is a 3-year-old Mastiff mix. We have several others that are going to be available very soon. You know, we have to hang on to them for so long before we can make them available. So if you're wanting to get a really good look at these first before you go to the shelter, go to either one of our Facebook pages, CFA, Cossaville Friends of Animals, or Cossaville Animal Shelter, and we'll have pictures and some description of these animals. The shelter is now open longer hours during the day, except for Sunday and Monday. They are closed to the public. But the rest of the week, Tuesday through Saturday, they are there from 8:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Got two very nice ladies working there, Mary and Emily. They're great with the dogs. They have lots of information, so they can really give you some background on some of the dogs and cats that are coming in. Mary has done a terrific job, and Emily also with her assistants. They rearranged the shelter a little bit on the inside. They've done some painting. It looks wonderful, and we appreciate them very much. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And our telephone number, which, again, is still working, 620-252-6060. Danny said to remind everyone that he's going to try to get another adoption extravaganza with Tractor Supply in the month of May. Going to make it later in May because there's so many things going on in May that it's a crazy month. But weather will be much better. school, but getting out to a wonderful time to introduce a new pet to your home. So hope people will come out to the shelter or come out to Tractor Supply and pick out their forever friend.
Fantastic. Well, I hope folks can get out there. I know that's always a good time to get those dogs out of the shelter in front of the public and everything. So glad that you're looking forward to doing that once again.
Right. Yes, and it's, you know, it'd be nice if we could almost do it a monthly thing, but I don't. Sometimes schedules just don't allow, but, you know, it's just nice that we've got that animal shelter open longer hours now. Our hours were kind of weird for a while, and it was, you know, trying to find staff that could work different hours. This way, like I said, I think they're there longer hours, and I do believe it's helped with adoptions. It seems like I am speaking more about adoptions than I have been, so that, and that's the whole goal. I mean, and you look around the other shelters, everyone, we want everyone to get adopted, and there's been special things going on for spay and neutering. And of course, we still have our low-cost spay and neuter program in place that come out, fill out an application, and we'll help you with that spay and neuter. We also have our trap neuter release program still in place for feral cats in your neighborhood. So we're trying every way we can to help people stop these litters. This is the time of year too when we'll see, you know, more litters out there, dogs and cats, because the parents haven't been spayed or neutered. So spay and neuter your pet, please.
Yeah, great reminder there, Becky. Hope folks can get that taken care of. And, of course, we always appreciate you joining us here on the program to give us that update for the shelter.
Well, thank you. Thank you, James. Everybody have a good weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Becky. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, that is Becky Barnhart here, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, who joins us every Thursday here at this time. On the way, we have a check of some ag news brought to you by Elm Haven Health Services.